You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children in New Zealand have among the highest rates of screen use in the world, with Māori and low socioeconomic background young people overrepresented. A group of researchers have come up with advice on children's screen use to better assess educators in Aotearoa New Zealand to balance health risks of digital technologies with educational benefits. I spoke to the lead author, master's researcher at the University of Auckland and paediatric physiotherapist, Julie Cullen, about this advice, starting the interview asking her about the main risks this research identified that are of concern when it comes to digital technology use by children and young people.
So when we started developing the recommendations, the first point of development was that we undertook a narrative review with a systematic search strategy, meaning we looked at lots and lots of studies from the past decade that examined the positive and negative impact of using digital technologies on child and adolescent health and wellbeing. And we really wanted a broad overview, so for holistic decision making. So we looked at 8 different areas of health. And what we found from that was that some use of technologies can support health for young people, particularly for adolescents. They can look up health information, they can make connections, and we are really lucky to have technologies to support young people who do have specific health or learning needs. But we did find that frequent and extended use of digital technologies was associated with a risk of harm across numerous areas of children's health. So just as a quick summary, for some of those areas, it was screen time more than the content. So it didn't matter so much whether kids were doing schoolwork or looking at TikTok or other activities. It was the way we were using screens or what that screen use displayed that seemed to have the greatest impact. And that was for areas of health like children's eye health, hearing loss associated with headphone and earbud use, depends on the length of use as well as volume. Other things like headache, neck pain, back pain, repetitive strain injury. However, on the flip side, there were some other areas of health where screen time was still important, but perhaps wasn't the most important issue. And actually the content or quality of screen media, as well as things like children's age and whether they use screens alone or not, those things became more important. And that's for areas like mental health, wellbeing, and cognition or higher brain functions. And then it really, you know, then you consider, well, what is excessive use? What is frequent? And those are difficult questions to answer because we do need more research. But from our review, we found that the majority of harms occurred between 2 and 6 hours a day of screen use. So when you consider that in the context of screen use for kids in New Zealand, it immediately becomes clear that we need to support our children with safer screen behaviours because they can exceed those hours just through school and homework use alone. And it is probably really important to point out that the evidence isn't perfect, the science isn't perfect. The evidence that we do have shows association, not causation. However, to get that level of evidence proving cause, it takes very long-term studies. It will take years, if not decades, to get that strength of evidence. But the evidence that we do have is broad and growing, and it is really broadly accepted now that children are facing these risks. And yeah, the US Surgeon General has commented and said it's really about making the best decisions we can for our children with the information that we do have.
And to add on to what you're saying there, how can digital technology enhance learning in schools? I mean, particularly for early childhood education and primary schools, which I feel is maybe less clear. Could we talk a little bit more about that?
Look, technology certainly does provide opportunities for our young people for learning, but other benefits as well. But as I mentioned, it's broadly accepted that along with those opportunities comes risk of harm for our young people. So the United Nations and the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has actually weighed in on this on the topic of digitization of education. And UNESCO actually did a really comprehensive report on this that came out at the end of last year called the GEM Report, looking at the impacts of technologies on learning outcomes. That was actually quite a good summary of the current evidence that does exist. And they made some really important points. One of them was that with the evidence supporting how effective technologies are for learning at the moment, there's a real lack of good quality and partial evidence. So much of the evidence that does exist supporting technology's effectiveness comes from those who stand to gain and companies that have been involved in developing them. Obviously, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And the other points that they made, looking at the effectiveness of technology, they absolutely acknowledge that children do need to access and master technologies for learning. However, what they said as a summary of the evidence is that some technology can support some learning, some of the time that was equipped, in a nutshell. So while there are some great uses of technology, they found that along with what task is selected, the length of time kids use devices for learning also has a relationship with how effective devices are, whereby moderate use has some benefits, and as it becomes more frequent, that you start to lose those benefits, and actually it can become associated with reduced learning outcomes. And now that includes for gaining digital skills. And people probably have heard that along with having having comparatively high screen use in New Zealand schools and homes as well, we also have comparatively high rates of distraction from using digital devices in the classroom. There's another thing they said. They pointed out, they highlighted the risk that excessive screen exposure through school use can contribute to children's overall risk to their health. And I think educational screen use in New Zealand maybe can be somewhat compartmentalised and seen as somehow separate to those effects, and I think it's really important that we consider that. And also, I think the evidence that can give us some confidence that our kids can make the most of opportunities that technology provides for learning. They can gain great digital skills, and we can keep our finger on the pulse of new innovations, and they can get that all with balanced use and age-appropriate use in the classroom. And it's not a black and white either-or equation. So the intensive age group for younger children and early childhood, they're two separate things, really. Early childhood is interesting because for children around 2.5, there can be some effective use of technology for learning. And even with what has been found effective, the advice is to use it just in moderation because of other health risks that screen use can contribute to for that age group. However, in early childhood, it's interesting. Denmark and Sweden were actually, they had the highest use of screens in education settings. They announced that they were going to ban screen use in early childhood settings completely. They've reduced it, and now they've made it very minimal. But their reasoning wasn't because there's no educational benefit. It's everything in moderation, really, just the technology as much as anything else. But most young children are exceeding what we would consider balanced moderate use before they even walk into those settings. So that was a more pragmatic, holistic decision. So we've recommended minimal use for young children, again, for those sort of similar reasons, with a maximum of 10 to 15 minutes if you're choosing to use it. And that was very careful wording. There's plenty of early childhood settings that choose not to use screens for learning, and there's no evidence that that is harmful in any way. And again, for early primary school, similarly, we've just recommended a gradual increase of device use. The benefits of using devices for learning, again, from that UNESCO review, they noticed that there's more for older students than younger, and there's more and more research showing how powerful handwriting and print reading are as learning tools for young students that will then go on to improve their digital skills. So, yeah, it's a balance, but it is important that we discuss these things. And the United Nations, they've called for urgent discussion and regulation of the use of technology in education to balance risks with the harms that kids also face. And they also called for discussion of the age appropriateness for introducing technology into schools in consideration of what other skills and capacities children need before developing those digital competencies. So, yeah, and they noticed that, you know, as I mentioned, EdTech is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they've said that the motivations of those companies can actually call directly in opposition to children's health and educational needs. So it is something that we really want those benefits, but we need to balance our children against this.
And just lastly, really briefly, with regards to the government's recently imposed phone ban in schools, do you think the management of digital technology in schools is something that needs to have government intervention, or is there something better managed individually by the schools?
In regards to that particular limitation?
With regards to that, and also in general?
In general. Well, I think the first step is information and informing schools and communities. But honestly, I think that ensuring our children and our young people can benefit from technology and make the most of those opportunities, and that they're not harmed by it, it's actually really complex. And solutions are going to lie not only with families and whānau, not only with schools and kura, but also with input from our decision makers and our policy makers. So, yeah, I do think there's a role, and particularly also with harmful content. I mean, at the moment, anyone can go onto sites that access harmful content, porn, you know, there's an age limit, you just put your age in and off you go. I do think the government has a role in stepping in. Currently, I think with schools and boards of trustees, I don't think there's any consideration of digital safety that has to be accounted for. So I think schools, absolutely, they have their autonomy in how things are done. And I think with limiting phone use, there's room for how schools want to implement that. They can keep them in bags, they can turn them off. Students who need them for other issues can use them. Some schools say keep them home, so there is autonomy within that. But there probably is room for all of us to be working together on this issue.
That was Masters Researcher at the University of Auckland and Paediatric Physiotherapist Julie Cullen speaking to me about advice for children's digital technology use in Kura. Text us in on 5395 any of your thoughts on these pieces. We'll be right back. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.